Praise the Lord. All right. This time we're going to get my wife, Barbara Jean, to sing for us. Amen.
Amen. First, I want to tell that we have, we're going to have another, just a single booklet on the website probably sometime this evening. It's The Half Has Not Yet Been Told. And I actually loved it so much that, well, the Lord just, he gave me a tune for it, and I just kind of accidentally came up with a song for it. And anyway, it's going to be on later this evening, okay? In this moment, what a special time. I rejoice with you, Lord, as your wife. We were joined by God's own life, the Word again in flesh and bones, and the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. In this moment, what a special time. See our glory shine as we're glorified. What a sight to behold, our fine linen with a crown of gold, and a half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. In this moment, what a special time. I rejoice with you, Lord, as your wife. We were joined by God's own life, the Word again in flesh and bones, and a half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. In this moment, what a special time. See our glory shine as we're glorified. What a sight to behold, our fine linen with a crown of gold, and the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half. Oh, the half has not yet and old of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife, and a half has not yet been told, and a half has not yet been told. Thank Amen. You, my Lord
all
Jesus.
All right. That's another new one, isn't it? Amen. That's really, really good. Thank you very much. Amen.
I had a dream sometime this morning, and I wasn't going to tell it, but I'm going to go ahead and tell it. And anyway, it was my niece had sent me a telegram. And when I got the telegram and everything, I opened it up, and it had questions on it. And they were numbered. You know, it just went 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. And it was numbered down with questions. And so I was standing there looking at the questions, and the dream ended. And that's all there was to it. It was a telegram with some questions on it.
Amen. All right. Thank you for that dream, Barbara. Amen. We'll just see how everything shakes out and how the interpretation comes. And it's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. It's time to begin the Word of God. Now, we have several places we could read today, but I think I'll hold back on reading at first and just go forward and see and just make reference to the Scripture. And we'll probably read some before get too far down the road. But let us pray here before reading. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we just thank you and we praise you and we honor you for this opportunity to be here today and to stand for you. And as I heard Brother William Brand said one time, Lord, we're reporting for duty. Amen. But to us, it's not such a duty as a pleasure. It's a duty and a pleasure, we'll say, to be able to stand for the Lord and to talk about his word. It gives us joy unspeakable and full of glory, especially when we talk about this word. We just praise you in Jesus' name now and just ask that you anoint us as we go. Amen. 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 All right. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Get praying and preaching at the same time. Amen. Glory to God. So that's a good thing about it. Amen. So this morning, I'm going to take a little thought to begin with. We'll see where it leads. But this is what we're talking here. Paul laid the foundation for the Christ wife, while this message completes the marriage. Amen. For this message has completed the marriage. Glory to God. And so we want you to notice that. And I want you to understand as we go along how important it is, the things we're saying about the wife of the Lamb. We're saying by the word of the Lord, both written and spoken, that we're part of that word, same word that Jesus was created from, which makes us part of the Godhead. Amen. And we're clothed in fine linen, clean and white. That's the why. Now those are that's very high calling right there, and we just want to realize where we're at, and we don't want to walk around and, as I heard a preacher say one time, our chin dragging our tracks out. You know, we want to keep our head high. Amen. And I know a brother from Tennessee used to sing a song here. I came on business for the King. He told me to smile and he told me to sing. Amen. So he was a good singer, so that fitted him real good. And in other words, we're not just a people that's trying somehow or another to get through this earth, but we are a people that's rejoicing because we've been translated into another realm, another world, we would say. And Paul indicated this and brought this in when he was laying the foundation. He said in Colossians there, the first chapter, I believe, about the old verse 10 and 11 there, that we're translated, he used the word translated out of this kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Now, that's a great translation right there. Yeah. Hallelujah. And that took place within our spiritual realm, or the soulless realm, and it has served well throughout the time till now. The marriage has taken place, and then he added a different element that he saw in his visionary writing, in his prophetic writing, that we are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And that makes us exactly the same thing he is. Now, that's dealing with the wife of the Lamb. Now, in preaching the Word of God, it's commonly preached by good Christians that has a that's sincere and all, taking what Paul preached and just try to apply it to the church in general. And they talk about the rapture and so on, and most all of them talk about being called away in a rapture and so on. But then when it comes to this message, oh, they'll run from it like I don't know why. Something's very scared. And they don't realize that there's a special message for special people. And the foundation was laid under Paul, but they take Paul's foundation and try to apply it to them when it weren't applying to them at all. It was applying to a people that was to become the wife of the Lamb, that now has become the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And this message, the trumpet sound, he said in his day when he was preaching, this is certain, this is sure. We're not uncertain of this. This is something sure and steadfast. And he was sound and said, if a trumpet give an uncertain sound, who's going to be able to prepare? And he was having reference there to how they did in Bible days. When the trumpet sound, they called Israel together, called them to war. And if it sounds so many times or so long, they knew exactly what it was saying. Amen. So we know exactly what this trumpet's saying. And those that hear it, they're part of it. And when we begin to say part of it, we're thinking part of Christ, part of the Word. And then in this hour, God has begun to make known certain mysteries that has only been applied to this day that we're living in, that hadn't been taught before. And it's Word that has come forth. Now, when Paul spoke certain things, he said about the reveal that you're a written epistle. You're my epistles. And then you're the epistles of Christ. And he began to bring in the mysteries of Christ, the things relating there. But one thing he never did bring forth, and that was the masculine and feminine part of Christ and how all that fit together. That was reserved for the end time, because God knew it was going to be a couple of thousand years before the marriage actually took place from Paul. So he just reserved this. It's been hid in God from the foundation of the world. But then when we get to looking at it, we go back and see that was in God to begin with. And when he created man and woman, he created man first. And then he put within that man the masculine and feminine both parts, and that was typing out what would be when the Lord Jesus Christ came. Amen. And so that's why he created Adam. And then later on, after the animals was named in the creation, and we'd say a long period of time, amen, and maybe not so long. That's why God don't give the days or weeks or moments or seconds as to how long, but it was quite some time. Then Adam, he began to get longing for a helpmeet. And everything else that God's created, he created male and female female. But here he stood, Adam stood, and he's just a male. Well, where's my other part, he would say. Amen. And God saw that he was lonesome, and God said it's not good for man to be alone. Even though the feminine part was in him at the time, yet he desired that earthly, humanly fellowship. Amen. And that's why we are taking on glorified flesh and bone. Christ, Jesus, he desired that earthly, feminine fellowship. And that's why the wife of the Lamb is not just spirit, but it's flesh, of his flesh and bone of his bone, just like it was with Adam. Amen. Now, those are the things that weren't made known in the earlier time, that is reserved only for this time after the seals open, after the eating of the little book, and after we become what the little book says, and after we come through a period of time that's related in Ephesians 4:13-16, where we grew in grace and reaching the fullness of Christ. Those are the things we've come through, and that's where we're at today. That's why he's revealing these things to us. Amen. Praise God. Let me get some water here before I get started. Amen. So when Paul wrote, he said certain things that God let him think many times, I suppose, that he would actually be the one that did these things and part of it. Well, you know what? I've always thought that Paul, he wrote it as though he would be part of it, but now I'm realizing he wrote it and he is part of it. Amen. Amen, because although he passed off the scene as God had ordained, amen, and he went to the place that God has reserved for the wife of the Lamb to go till time for the marriage take place. They were there as virgin. Amen. And the Lord, when he came back to earth in Revelation chapter 10, amen, he brought back those spirits, those souls, hallelujah, to hear this same thing and to become one with us. So the wife of the Lamb is one, and the word said we'll be caught up together. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're so much one that it's just God's revealing certain things, and Paul said, yes, 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 as this new camp, we'd say, new revelation come that weren't made known in the days, even when Paul preached. Amen. It wasn't made known in any other age other than this present time that we're living in. And that's one of the things, like, what was in God? The male attributes and the feminine attributes, they were in God. Well, when he created Christ, Christ was the representative of those same attributes. And then he created Adam, and there stood a man with both masculine and feminine attributes in him. Hallelujah. But God wanted a man to be 100% man. Amen. So, therefore, he put Adam asleep and took a rib, see, flesh of bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, see. He had to be that. Amen. Didn't take a whole lot, but it took that much. Amen. We talk about the resurrection of the saints, other than the wife of the Lamb. Yes, God can take just a little speck of whatever they're created. It's the earth, any part of the earth, the potash, I don't know what all the earth contains. Amen. And those folks that come forth from there, and Paul said there's some that's earthy, that's created to look after part of this earth. Right. Amen. Although they got a spiritual body, there's a natural people, and they are able to instruct and help them. And this world is going to be such a wonderful, wonderful place in that great eternal age. It gets its start in the millennia, and we brought that message, the restoration of the sons of God plus. Amen. That eternal age is that plus. It's not just like the millennia. It's like in many ways, but it's plus, because in the millennia, the serpent seed was still here to some degree, and the devil was bound to be loose to try because God tries everything that goes into his kingdom. But here we are right here at the end time. Yes, we've come through trials and may come through some more. Amen. But I'm not going to say bring them on, but if it's the will of God for us to be tried, then that's what we want, isn't it? Amen. So it's so wonderful to see this thing that God has made us, see this thing that God's created. Now, I use the word created there as it's recorded in the Word of God. He took both Jew and Gentile and created a new man, it said, a new person. Amen. Both Jew and Gentile. Amen. And now it's come forth. It's both Jew and Gentile, but it's both male and female. Amen. That those attributes were in God now is put in the body of people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we are, the Christ wife, and to be the Christ wife, we had to be so much like Christ. Hallelujah. So the foundation's been laid, and now the building's been erected, and now we've entered into a place, glory to God, and nothing but perfection plus perfection. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to read a scripture in the 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I'll get a couple of scriptures. And I believe I'll do it like the Jews used to do, and maybe some of them still does read it back from what we do. Yeah, so I'm going to read 9 and 10, but I want to read 10 first. It says this, "But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. For then we know in part, and we prophesied in part." Amen. So all that was in part, and all we take all that was in part now has been put together. Amen. Together, he said. Amen. Glory to God. So those things that were there in the beginning, the foundational realm of it, amen. Now we don't look at the foundation so much, but we do appreciate the foundation that we're built on because we're on an unmovable foundation. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God. In building, I've been in building most of my life when I wasn't preaching. Amen. I did part-time work as a builder. And I know the foundation's got to be right. It's got to be good. It's got to be solid. And it's got to be where the house will fit right directly on it. Amen. So the things that were started back then, we're fitting right on it and picking up. And as far as the marriage, amen, that has taken place. Hallelujah. And that means so much. Glory to God. So there's so many things, but I want to read the scripture that I've read. And I want us to preach the message that we need to really recognize what God has made us. And so we have been doing that lately. But sometimes I feel like we just need to be more appreciative. And the reason I say that, a lot of times we don't see the joy and the power of God, the blessing, as we should see being what we are. I remember coming up through Pentecost before any of this was ever revealed and brought forth. So I've been this thing, I've been ministering about 65 years, a little over, and I'm 83 now. And a lot of people say, "You don't look 83. Well, I asked them how much I owe you for that comment, you know, because I like that. Amen. Well, I may be getting younger all the time. Amen. And I tell them, I don't say 83 years old many times. I say 83 years young. Hallelujah. So in the days of before the flood, I would be just a young kid running around. Amen, because they lived about 800-900 years, almost 1,000 years. Glory to God. So I'm just so happy to be part of this. But during the Pentecostal, we just rejoiced and we talked, we testified. And I was reading, I guess, yesterday, 13th chapter, and 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I began to see they were doing the same. They were rejoicing in the days of Paul. They got so excited about it that they couldn't stay still long enough hardly for the preaching to take place. Amen. They just rejoicing and shouting, praising God. Just like on the day of Pentecost, you know, when the Holy Ghost fell out on the Jewish rim, they thought they were drunk people. They were just rejoicing, shouting, praising God, and carrying on. Amen. Well, the wife of the Lamb, double that, double portion. Why is that? A second benefit. Amen. Well, we contain ourselves because the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Amen. So if we... if it's subject to the prophet, then let loose of that spirit that you can rejoice. Amen. Amen. There's one thing to get so loose that you just going and doing a lot of things that just because you're happy doing. But then there's the other part. Amen. We want to recognize what we got, and we want to be sure to rejoice. Amen. Paul said, I say unto you, rejoice. And Jesus said, I leave my joy with you. Now, here's the thing in this hour when the wife of the Lamb, she's married, she's happy. Amen. And she's just rejoicing in the Lord over her new husband. Amen. My wife went to the store this past week, I think. She got a pair of shoes, slippers or something, whatever you call them. Amen. And we'd bought that before. And the young girl that was doing, checking out the computer, and she says, what name do I find looked in that? And my wife says, Ben Howard, there's only one, and I got him, you know. And he's Mr. Wonderful. Amen. So the young girl gave her a good smile there. Well, now that's just in the natural realm. Amen. Now we're married to the physical Lord Jesus Christ, and now we've become part of him. How do we become part of him? Well, let's look at this just a moment. And we're not going to write that. We don't have a lot of things written down. Fact is, we don't have anything written down here to go on this. But when we look at what in the days of Paul, he talked about creating a new man. Well, he actually didn't take any clay or anything and didn't form new people. No, he preached the message. And that was that real that he took out of the side of Christ that when he was struck down on the way to Damascus. And when he came back, he went down the Arabia and stayed about 3 years, and he came back, and this is in Galatians chapter 1, amen. The other apostles didn't want anything to do with him. And he went to Jerusalem early on, and there began to be so much, it wasn't confusion, but it was disturbing because he would say something like, you don't need to circumcise your children, you don't need to do this, and don't need to keep the law and whatever set before you eat and drink. Amen. And they had to send him away. Amen. This is in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. Get down to about towards the last of the end of that chapter, verse 30, 31 through that, to whatever it is. I'm not looking at it from here. But when they sent Paul away, this used to puzzle me. They sent him away, sent him out of the city and so on. And the Bible says the church began to grow and multiply in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why? Because there was something being injected into that message that weren't to be part of that message. Because Paul had a separate message for a separate people to do a separate thing. Amen. Then he went forth and began to rejoice. Then he got over there to Antioch. He started the church. Well, the Jews began to come, the Jews and the Gentiles. When he started out, he said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. Well, that was good for a starter, see? Amen. But God's going to add more to it. It weren't long till he was saying to the Jews and to the children of Israel, you know, along those lines. Amen. And then at Antioch, this is about the 15th chapter of the book of Acts. Yes, 15th chapter. When he was there, he began to preach, and Jews and Gentiles began to come. Amen. What was he doing? He was creating something. And in the process of creating, he was growing himself. He was being created. He was being changed. Amen. He had to get rid of some of the law. And he went on down, but God was moving with him. God was giving him revelation. And God was revealing things to him that had been since the foundation of the world. Amen. So that's what's taking place in this time period we're living in. Amen. Since the foundation of the world, amen, we have been with him, but it's been a special thing. And yes, we walked right through and came right through the Pentecostal movement, rejoicing and praising God. Amen. But all the while, it seemed like there was just something else somewhere. Amen. And that's what it is when we begin to see what was God doing. He was taking the seed, the rib. He was creating something. And I remember years ago I came out with a little message, I guess probably before the 70s, I guess, in the late 70s. And we did a little booklet on it, Who Has the Bread Basket? I guess 70, maybe in the 70. And I brought in the separation of what Paul and Peter preached. And at that time, people, they really got they began to get disturbed because the most preachers were, because of the desire to make everybody believe the same thing and so on like that. Because of that desire, they would preach, and I was along with them too. In my earlier years, preaching like that. But then it weren't supposed to be everybody preaching the same thing. Amen, because he's calling out a wife. Amen. And the wife is to be separate, and she's to be created by a message, the word. Amen, and she's to have her own special place in God. And there's all these others are the children of God, those that are born again. And we never want to overlook that. But Barbara and I are acquainted with quite a few people that think about us a lot. And one man told me yesterday, every time I pass, we said, I pass the church. I say, Lord, just bless the Brother Ben and Sister Barbara, and said, just help them there to carry on and do your work, see. And so we thank a lot of you. But I'm not going to go in. But they don't come. They like us and all that. But, I guess they think we're a little off base. We are from what the church they go to, believe. Amen. But that's supposed to be. And that's something that don't disturb us. It's something that makes us more settled. Because here's a message. And Paul's message in his day were different. And he said in the first chapter of Galatians that I didn't receive this from man. Neither was I taught it from man. I didn't go up to the other apostles to see what they were preaching before I started preaching. Says, did I receive this by revelation? And that's the thing today in the creating of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. It's a message, and it just builds you into something, and you're different. Hallelujah. And it gives you a sound mind, see. Amen. Amen. He hadn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power, and he gave us a sound mind. And our sound mind is this, that let God do what he's doing out here in all these other realms. Let the spirit of Christ move as he will in the other realm. But there's a wife that's special, that, and she is the only one in the Bible where he says you're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. That's part of him. Amen. And he said he would give us his mind. And those are the things that we're looking at today. And when we see that, it brings such joy, such rejoicing. And somehow or another, we in this troubled world we're living in, and all the many things that encumber us daily, you know, that to live in this present world, and it's getting worse. Amen. We don't know what the situation is going to be in the future here. The inflation is getting worse, and the price of gasoline going up, and everybody's talking about it, and the grocery is getting almost off the scale, and so many other things. We have to put together certain things in order to live here in this world. Amen. But that never should not, in any sense of the word, hinder us from the joy, amen, and the peace and the liberty that we have in the Lord. And it should never affect our revelation as to who we are and what we're made of. I'm bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, period. And let everything else find its own play. Amen. And we're not going to let everything else hinder us from being this and zeroing in on this. And that's our life. And Paul said, I am dead, and my life is hid with God in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, you can't be in a better place than that. Hallelujah. So we go forward now. We go forward rejoicing. And sometimes I'll make reference to the Old Testament when David brought the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem. Amen. How they were rejoicing, how they were shouting and praising God and making such noise. And one writer said they could be heard 2 miles away. That was with their trumpets. And the world would say, in their carrying on. Amen. But that carrying on was of God. And David right out there front. And you know what David did? He was in front there, and he began to dance before the Lord with all his might. Amen. And his wife said, David, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, exposing yourself like that. You're a king. You're not supposed to get out there and do such things as that. Amen. David said, that's vile. He said, if you think that's vile, wait till next time. And you'll really see. Amen. So this thing is something to rejoice about. And it's something to be glad about. And it's something to not let nothing in this world hinder you. Amen. But look to him, because we're part of him. Knowing that we have his mind. We have his attributes. Amen. Everything that was in God way back before the world was. That came through Adam and Eve and all. And I've said this before, but I think I'll drop it in here since it's come at a handy place. See, Adam, when he came forth, God created him, put that spirit in him. That spirit was both male and female. There was two parts. And we have a message called them, you know, that them. Amen. He created them. Amen. Then it says, created he him. Glory to God. So him and them. There was a them and the him, see? Yeah. Amen. So part of that was feminine. And when God created Eve, he took that one them out and put it in Eve, that feminine part. Now, woman was to be all woman and man to be all man, and not this half-breeds, one trying to act like the other, you know. Amen. And we're not going to get into that, because that's in the worldly realm. That's not even in our realm. But they're saying that to show you the revelation. And now, in this hour, praise God, we got that in us. We got both. Hallelujah. We got the Holy Ghost, and we got Christ too, the feminine part of Christ. Amen. And we got the faith of the Son of God and the faith of Christ. And we got, what did it say? It say a double portion. Or a double benefit, doesn't it? Double benefit, and here we are rejoicing down the road. Amen. Amen. And I was so impressed when I was in Kenya, I believe it was, and I've told this before, but when we were there close to the rainforest going to some folks, amen, I believe going to the pygmy people somewhere, I don't know, but I don't got all the details. We didn't take anything write down everything, but my wife got a memory that she knows most of all this without. But we were walking then, and walking this narrow road there, and here come a bunch of people. It's sort of like David was when he brought the ark into Jerusalem. They're just laughing, joyful, and we'd say just having a good time. So I didn't know whether we should stand there or run. So the minister with us, I said, well, what's going on? What should we do? Oh, he said, oh, just let Willis go right on. Says, they've just come from a wedding. Well, if that kind of just coming from a wedding makes you that happy, how about being in a wedding? How about being part of it? How about being the wife of the Lamb? Hallelujah. But they were rejoicing in the Lord. He says, why they're so happy? They've been drinking that banana whiskey. I guess that was some kind of stimulant whiskey. And says they just about as high as a kite, and they just rejoicing, and they don't have a worry in the world. They were coming from waiting there without a worry in the world. Well, I tell you what, that's the worldly side of it. But let's switch it over here where we don't have any worries ourselves, because we know how to place them aside. We have the mind of Christ. Yes, we pay our bills. Yes, we do the works that we need to do, certain works to make it. But all the while, you could almost ask the Indian, what are you thinking about? Oh, I was just thinking about Jesus. Just thinking about the Lord. Just thinking about the Word. Or just thinking about the message I heard last night. Or this, that, the other. And just it puts it right into the Word of God. That's the way the wife of the Lamb does. And that's what John wrote about. Paul was already gone 30 years before God showed John the things of the wife, how it would be. And that's in Revelation chapter 19. I believe I'll read that. Revelation chapter 19. And I want you to watch how it says, starting with verse 7, Revelation 19, chapter verse 7, says, let us be glad and rejoice. Amen. Let us be glad and rejoice. Now, them people had something to be glad about. They were there at a wedding and all the ceremonies surrounding the wedding. And when the wedding's over, they had some refreshments. Amen. And the refreshment was got them kind of intoxicated. Amen. At least enough to get them rejoicing. Oh, they were friendly to us. Hello, hi, in their language and all. I couldn't understand, but they were waving at us and carrying on. Amen. The wife's a happy people, even though she's got some problems in the realm of being in the world, living in this world in that sense, fleshly. But actually, we know that we are in another world. Amen. Like Jesus was when he talked to the disciples there in the 17th chapter of St. John. Amen. But I'm not into, says, Father, I'm not in the world, but these are. They got some time to work out, so I want you to be with them. Well, he hadn't been glorified yet. He hadn't been to the garden yet. He hadn't been to the cross yet. And yet, he's just rejoicing in the Lord, see. Hallelujah. So let us be glad and rejoice. Well, I got this problem, Brother Hal. I need to get this solved first. No, first is serving the Lord and doing what's right in the Lord, and then the problem, it'll take care of itself. Amen. Not that you just sweep it under the rug or something. Amen. But you, with the mind of Christ, you'll know kind of how to deal with it. Oh, praise God. Amen. So we just praise Him, and we thank God, and we look back over this. How do we get to where we're at? By following the Word of God as it's revealed to us. Amen. Instead of accepting offers that I had to go with certain denominations and preach in this realm, and offers of making me a certain part of the denomination. No, somehow or another, even though I was a child, many times I spoke as a child and I acted like a child, to a certain point, yet there was something that kept me growing, because God had a purpose. And that purpose has worked out right before our eyes today. Amen. Now the books and the messages all over the entire world. Amen. There's no place in the world that can't get a hold of it. Amen. If they got mail or if they got any electronic devices, that it can't go right to them. Amen. Amen. When the gospel preached to all nations, all time, one man said that, I know we're at the end time because this gospel goes to all people, all nations, says, he said that's when the end would be. And said, Ben, you and Barbara has took it all over the world, all nations, and then it, through the internet and so on, it's still going. And said, we're at the end time. Well, we want to rejoice in the fact that what he's doing, we want to show forth who we are, because he has created, he's creating with this year word by that same rib that was taken out of Paul. Yes, that was Paul took out of Christ, you know, that was taken out of Christ. Amen. And we're part of that because they're part of it. Amen. The Lord helped my wife, we did get this, and I thought it was a good revelation, and I hadn't thought of it like that myself, but I accepted 100%. As we preach the gospel, sometimes we may try, we have in the past, in order to bring it up through time and so on, show the different ones that made mistakes and so on like that, bring them. But now, they ain't got no mistake. They're part of us. They're hearing the same thing we are. Amen. So I praise God for them. Amen. In their situation, they probably made less mistakes than we do sometimes. Amen. So we're all one. And there's no condemnation for us against them or them against us. Hallelujah. But we're one body of Christ. And in the body, there is no schism. Now, what Paul used that word schism, or the, I mean, no confusion or anything like that. Amen. So we'll be just as comfortable with Paul, Irenaeus, amen, and all those as we would with one that hadn't yet experienced the full translation. Amen. Because we're one. Glory to God. So he said, let us rejoice. Amen. Now, the book of Revelation is a prophetic book, and it's to be interpreted at the end time by the same prophetic spirit that wrote it. God's given the interpretation of it and has been. And there's a book that we wrote in the 70s and 80s, started in the 70s, I believe, interpreted the book of Revelation. Amen. Yes, we see more on certain things now than we did then. And that's the second edition of it. And if we go to a third, amen, there'll be other things that we see that we can add to that we didn't see at that time. Because that's just the way the word is, it's present tense. Amen. We grow in grace and we learn more as we go along. And what I don't know today that I need to know, I'll know tomorrow. Amen. My wife asked me this morning, said, how are you feeling? And I said, I feel good today, and tomorrow I'll feel even better. Amen. So that's the way I look at these things. Amen. Just rejoice in the Lord. And then you know you're obeying Scripture when you're rejoicing in the Lord. And I feel like that, as Brother Brown would say, that bears repeating. You're obeying the Lord when you're rejoicing in the Lord and being exceedingly glad. Amen. So lift them hands and glorify the Lord God of heaven for making you the wife of his Son. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's see. This is still in Revelation 19. You know it by heart, but I think I just want to bring it to your mind again. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Amen. See, we can't give proper honor to him unless we're glad and rejoicing. Amen. If we're sad with a downhearted and looking down at the ground all the time, amen. Glory to God. It ain't on the ground. Amen. We're not from the ground. We're from the Word, see. Let us rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her, John is saying to her, because he was one of the apostles, one of the brethren, he's telling about the wife now, to her, to my sister, he could say. Oh, praise God. To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Now, brother and sister, I want you to listen to that. Amen. Now, how could we keep from rejoicing? How could we not rejoice? How could we not give him honor? How could we not recognize that we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh? How could we not recognize that we have his mind? Hallelujah. We have his desires. Our desires is towards the Lord. Amen. My wife started on the song. She hadn't got it finished yet, but I'll put this a little bit. I know she's singing a little bit there about when he looks down. He'll say, that's the part of me right there. That's the special part of me right there. And isn't she a beautiful wife? Isn't she a glorious wife? Because of the fact that we are part of him. We're part of that word. I like the script that said, in the beginning was the word. That's a special part of the word. It says, you did? All right, my wife's getting excited because she done got ahead and rejoiced, wrote it ahead of time. Amen. Yeah, the rib, that's the rib, see.
That was in the beginning.
Yeah, amen. Glory to God, and it's still real today. We're a special part of that word. In the beginning was the word. Now watch this. Don't miss these words here. If you do, you won't get the full meaning of it. And the word was with God. See, the word was with God, this special part. And then it says, and the word was God. In other words, it's you and your word's the same thing if you're honest. How many knows it's the truth? And God's honest, and he cannot lie. He cannot be moved. Amen. And he cannot fail. Jesus never fails. Hallelujah. He'll bring us through. He brought Daniel through the lion's den, brought the children of Israel through the fire furnace. Amen. The three Hebrew children. Amen. Brought Moses through the Red Sea. And we could go on and on those things. He never failed. That word can't fail. Amen. And we're word wise. And he said, let us be glad and rejoice. Some might say, well, I'm trying my best to obey the word. Well, that's good, and that's what you're supposed to be. But are you glad and rejoicing? Well, I was, but this happened to me, and that person said this to me, and that person done that to me, and it just took all my joy away. Well, hey, you're not quite obeying the word there. Let us be glad and rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you fall into divers temptations, count it joy, because you know you're his, and you know it's for a purpose. You don't know what the purpose is, maybe many times, but leave the purpose to God. Amen. Amen. We'll leave it to him. He's looking after us, and he knows how to lead us and guide us, and he'll never lead us through a brush pile. Amen. And Paul, the religious Jews that was of the law keepers, tried to come over there and get Paul's people kind of confused. He said, now how come you get all entangled? Wasn't that the word you used, entangle? Entangle, not tingle, tangle. Okay, thank you. Amen. Don't get all entangled in these other things. Amen. There's a message, and you're part of the word, and you're to honor him because you are part of the word, and you can't help it. God did the choosing. He chose you before the foundation of the world. Amen. He made you this, so we praise him for making us this. He gave you this revelation, so we praise him for this revelation. Other than that, we could be out here in a religious system and doing all the things they do, and for a little while there, get blessed and maybe go on with that type spirit.
Amen. But you're the wife. You're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. You are the place to, where Christ comes. He's stationary. It's his home. That feminine part as the natural, as the masculine part is found right there in the Lord Jesus Christ. The feminine part's found in us, and therefore we are one. We come together, so it's still male and female. Amen. And all working together. Yeah. Hallelujah. And Paul made that so clear where somebody said the law says this and the law says that concerning marriage. But he said, yes, the law says that. But and he told what the law said. He said, but to the rest speak I. In such cases, like a one leave a brother, leave a sister, or a sister leave a brother, or something in that realm, unbeliever, you know. He said, in such cases, amen, said, there's neither one's in bondage, male and female, both. Amen. Can you help me here a little bit, somebody? Amen. When he said, I say, but to the rest speak I. A brother, yeah, I said, a brother or a sister, and put them on the exact same level. A brother or sister is not in bondage. Amen. Either one of them can go forth and be free and be happy. Amen. And never look back. Glory to God. Just keep looking forward, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Do you love him today? Amen. It's wonderful, isn't it? To know him and to understand. Amen. All right. So I tell you, there's other scriptures I could have read here. But I just wanted to maybe preach from an inspirational standpoint, using the scripture as it would come to me and be fitting, because see what Paul says is so good, but many times the things he said, he had a shelf life, we say. Amen. Many times he wrote things, they wrote him about conditions and so on. He wrote certain things, and he even says when the church has, when the church has got away a little bit, began to talk about bishops and elders and so on. And that was permissible. It was a law of, what do we call that? A law of survival. It was a survival law, and they had to survive in the dark ages, and I praise God for it. Amen. And I thank God for those saints that stood for the word and threw in lions, dens, and burnt at the stake, and yet they stood right there and said, bring it on if that's the way it is. If it has to be that way, then I would gladly give myself to him. But now, there God anointed me one Sunday morning, before I came out to minister, and thoughts just came to my mind. Amen. The Holy Spirit got on me, and God gave me a message. Bearing the cross or wearing a crown. See, there comes a time when you lay that cross down. The wife lays the cross down and she takes on a golden crown. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, that gold is deity. Amen. When she's married to him like that, and she is, amen, by proxy marriage, glory to God, then... when I say proxy, I mean he's still in glory and we're here. But married by proxy, it's just as solid and just as good. Amen. We're part of him. And, yes, part of him. And now we're part of the Godhead. Amen. So is that too much for you? Say that we're part of the Godhead? Amen. Well, be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. And then you'll feel better about these things. Amen. Don't ever, ever say, I'm not sure I'm part of the wife, or I'm not sure of this. And the old enemy will try to spread doubt. There's death in doubt. There's life in faith. Amen. So here we go forward in the faith of the Lord. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, it's in the name of Jesus we pray this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for the word. And I just pray that you'll take these words and use them and encourage your wife, Lord. Amen. The hour is so close. And may we all just rejoice together and give honor to you. Hallelujah. And let the praises ring from the bottom of my heart. through our lips, Lord. Give it's not a sacrifice, but to us it's a glory to give honor to you, the lips to give service to you through praising you and honoring you. Amen. So we just ask that you take this word and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Praise God. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's good, isn't he? Yeah. Amen. All right. All right. I wonder if my wife has a testimony or something or a song we want to sing before we close.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I noticed when Ben was talking about the rib that Paul took out of the side of the Lord, glorified Jesus Christ, I looked over at the song that I had brought out here to sing, another song I had brought to sing, and the first sentence was, God took a word from you, my Lord. And that word is the rib that he took from the side of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And that was the word that was with God.
Yes.
In the beginning. And that's the word that was taken out of the Lord Jesus Christ, special part of the word. And it were the only people that was there with him like that. And the wife is the only one that is the word that was with God and was with God and was God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Amen.
God took a word from you, my Lord, and gave a woman of your very own, created from your flesh and bones. Then, Lord, you named me Christ, yeah, the wife, yeah, dressed me in fine linen, clean and white, and gave me the voice of the twinkling of an eye. It's the voice of the twinkling of an eye, where the faith of a woman is now plainly emphasized. Hear this moment of time, so let's rejoice in this voice of the twinkling of an eye. Oh, it's the voice of the twinkling of an eye, where the faith of a woman is now plainly emphasized. Hear this moment of time, so let's rejoice in this voice of the twinkling of an eye. Lord, the glory of the days gone by cannot compare with the glory that is in your wife. Oh, God spared us a moment, and now we are glorified. For this is the voice of the twinkling of an eye. It's the voice of the twinkling of an eye, where the faith of a woman is now plainly emphasized. Hear this moment of time, so let's rejoice in this voice of the twinkling of an eye. Oh, God spared us a moment, and now we are glorified. So let's rejoice in this voice of the twinkling of an eye. Oh, let's rejoice in his voice. So let's rejoice in his voice of the twinkling of an eye. Amen. Praise you, my Lord, amen. Jesus. Hey, amen.
Oh, okay. Okay, Ben's want me to sing the song that I had written yesterday.
Yes,
he's wanting me to sing it again, so. Okay.
In this moment, what a special time. I rejoice with you, Lord, as your wife. We were joined by God's own life, the Word again in flesh and bones, and the half has not yet been told. All the half has not yet been told. All the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. All the half has not yet been told. All the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. In this moment, what a special time. See our glory shine as we're glorified. What a sight to behold, our fine linen with a crown of gold, and the half has not yet been told. All the half has not yet been told. All the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. In this moment, what a special time. I rejoice with you, Lord, as your wife. We were joined by God's own life, the Word again in flesh and bones, and the half has not yet been told. All the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. In this moment, what a special time. See our glory shine as we're glorified. What a sight to behold, our fine linen with a crown of gold, and a half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife, and the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half, oh, the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ's wife, and the half has not yet been told. Oh, the half has not yet been told. Praise you, my Lord. Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Praise all right. You. All right. Thank you, Bobby. Go ahead and rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The half has not yet been told, that's for sure. We heard a little of it this morning, but there's many things we could give in the way of testimony. Amen. That many things that the Lord has done. Amen. We appreciate the Lord. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen. I believe the answers of all your questions will be made known. Amen. Amen. All right, so we're going to close here. Before I do, I want to say we are expecting our new book to be off the press possibly this week. It would have already been probably in the 40 years of printing with this company, they've never had trouble getting toner and paper. These days, things are different than what it used to be, but we'll work with it. Amen. The book there, that the what's the name of that book now? The diversities of the Unstoppable Wife of the Lamb. Amen. Beautiful book. We look forward to getting. And also, we have another one already in the pipeline. There's other things going. So we're not just sitting around twiddling our thumb. Amen. While the world goes by and while the end time, we're praising God. We're rejoicing in the Lord. And yet can't keep our nose out of the books. Amen. We're just rejoicing in the Lord. And we got other things in the pipeline. Amen. To be coming off soon. Amen. All right. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for service today. We pray that you'll just take these words and use them and go with us, Lord, and may throughout the day the glory of God will shine forth on us. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.